Continues the Gemara, Dav Chof Beis, Omed Beis, the last line. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Shemen Yotzadok, Kol Tamet Chochom, She'ein Onoikim V'noite K'nochosh, Dav Chof Gimel on the top, Ein Oy Tamet Chochom. We just finished the last Gemara. The Gemara just finished saying that the reason why Shaul HaMelech lost the Melucha, besides Agog, there's two b'chinas in the melucha. There's a melucha l'hayrish l'bonov, and a melucha for himself. Didn't kill Agog, and also the fact that he was moichel al kvoidoi. That's melech shemochel al kvoidoi and kvoidoi mochel. But here we're saying now, the Tamat Chochem has, yes, even though Tamat Chochem is mochel al kvoidoi, kvoidoi mochel, but he has to be noikim v'noite kenochosh. It means on kovet ha-teira, and it means a tzar ha-guf, someone's mevaze him. We'll see soon in the Gemara if it means he himself, or he has to keep it in himself that someone else should do it, or wait for the Eibishter to mete out the punishment. But the point is, he has to be noikim and noikim nochosh. And state in Yaris Dvash, Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, that Ketamet Chochem is noikim kenochosh. And nochosh has no taste when he bites. B'nechishos, there's no tam. So to a Tamet Chochem, he has to be l'shem shemayim, not negias, not personal negias. Now, Shaden Gemara called Tamat Chacham, Shaden Noikim Noite Venochosh, Einoi Tamat Chacham. What do you mean, not a Tamat Chacham? He knows Shas and Toys is Baal Peh. Why is it not a Tamat Chacham? Pshat is, we don't have to be treated him like a Tamat Chacham. Or Pshat is, he's lacking in what it means, Kovet HaTorah, because he's being Mevata on Kovet HaTorah, being Mevaza the Torah, so to speak. So he's lacking in that Nakuda, even though he's knows Shas and Poiskim. Zog the Gemara called Tamat Chacham, Shaden Noikim Noite Venochosh, Einoi Tamat Chacham. Frek the Gemara Kasha. Voksiv, state the posik in the Torah, loisikam loisitar. And loisikam loisitar, you're not allowed to take revenge. Ba'amira, I land in Kedoshim, Pash Kedoshim, right? Either that you don't lend him, or that you say, I'm not like you. But the point is that we see Al Kaponim, that you're not allowed to be noikim v'noita. How could you say Tam Tocham is noikim v'noita? And for the Gemara, hahu b'momen u'dechsiv. That means the posik in the Torah is talking about momen. I lent you a shovel, and you're not lending me a shovel back. That's a moment dick in the Kimim Natira. I lent you something, and now I am going to say you did not lend me a shovel. I mean, and I lend you. You did not lend me, and I likewise take revenge. That's a moment dick in the Kima. Or you did not lend me, but I am going to lend you, even though you didn't lend me. That's a moment dick in the Kima and the Tira. So that's in Hilchos Momen, that's Taka Loisikam Loisitar. Masha Einkein, over here, we're talking about a Tzar HaGuf. Tamat Chochem is pained. Tzar HaGuf, Tamat Chochem, that's pained. He has to be Noikim. A Tzar HaGuf is different than Tzar HaMomen. When it comes to a Momen, they can lose. So then Loisikam Loisitar. When it comes to a Tzar HaGuf, Tamat Chochem has to be Noikim and Noita. Now, the Reim in Kuf Tzari Zayim Bavons, we're talking about a moment. The Pesach says moment. Where's the moment? The Pesach says moment. The Pesach says loisikam loisitar. You're the friendship between moment and Tzar HaGuf. Zok the Yireyim, Dova Alovin Min Yonoi. Look at the rest of the Pasha. What's Pash Kedoshim about? It's talking about moment. Schar Pula Socher, Oishik, Gezel, Leket, Peret, Kichesh Moment Vishiker. All these are momentic things. So within loisikam loisitar, it's Medovra Alomid Min Yonoi. It's the Indian of the Pasha, so it's moment. Zog the Gemara, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, state as follows. Ezi Nekima, what's going to Kima? Ezi Netira, what's going to Tira? Nekima Omeloi Hashaleni Magalcho, lend me your Magal. Omeloi tells him, Lav, no. Lemocha the next day, the person that didn't want to lend, Omeloi, who? Hashaleni Kadumcho, let me borrow your Kadum, your shovel. Omeloi. So he tells him back, "Eini mashilcha kederech shelo yishaltani. I will not lend you, just like you did not lend me." Zui nekima. Now this omaloi zogin the rishonim derived in Teres Kahanim and Kedoshim says you don't have to say it; you just have to do it. Machshava too. You did not lend me. I'm not lending you. You don't have to say I'm not lending you. By netira you have to say it because that's what netira is. I'm not like you. But over here the omar is lav dafkas of the derived. Zui nekima. Ve'ezu netira, what's the tira? The guy says, let me borrow your kadum. So the first person says, no. L'mocha, the next day, omalei, he asks him back, hashileni chalukha, can I borrow your cloak, your shirt? And over here, omalei is dafka. Omalei, he tells him, as he said, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot also, that he has to say it. He has to say, I'm not like you. Omalei, heilach, take my shirt off my back. Eini kamoyscha, I'm not like you. Shalo yishatani, that you did not let me, zui netira. So by netira, they're going to be showing him that you have to say it. By nekima, it's lav dafka. The second omaloi, it doesn't lend it back. That's right in the netira, nekima.
I don't think
it's like a hatcher. A hatcher, correct. That's what a kardom is. Now, it's interesting to note, in the first Gemara, it starts with a magal, and he says back kardom, and he says it's lav dafka, we said, shtetan raivin and rambam. But akoporim, it's a kardum. The second story, it starts with a kardum, and then he says, kabar yo chaluk. Very interesting. Zok the Malbim, that we're talking about one case. We're talking about day number one. One guy said, kabar o magal. The guy said, no. Next day, the other guy said, so then he said back, could I borrow your kardum? And he didn't lend it. Omar lo yizlav dafka. He didn't lend it to him. The next day, this exact same scenario played out, that this guy that was Noikum now is asking to borrow a chaluk, and it's not Mistavi, he's going to ask for the same thing that he refused the day before. And here the chiddush is, legabed din netira, and he says, I'm lending it to you. You might think, Dr. Malbim, that maybe being Noiter after a guy was Noikum is not netira. I'm not allowed to be Noikum, but I'm being Noiter after a guy was not being Noikum to me. So that's the chiddush, that is an issa netira, even though the day before that person was a Noikum to you. And that's why it's dafka a different item, because that's mistavra, that's not going to be the same item. I'm not going to ask for an item that the day before I refused to lend to him. Now, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "V'tzara de gufa loy." So we're being mechalak now, a Talmud Chochem, there's no issa tzara de gufa. The ganze din is a moment dika din. V'tzara de gufa loy, there's no issa. Votanya steht im Feish im Reise. Hane lovin ve einon oilvin. Shoy min chalposon ve einon mishivin. Ois in ma'ava ve smechin bi yisurin. The yisurin that come about because of the ilovin, because of the embarrassment. Ale in akosav oimel ve oivav ketzetz ha-shemesh b'gvurosoy. So we see clearly a gewaldige meila of oivav ketzetz ha-shemesh b'gvurosoy, which is the shemesh lasad lovoy, which is the gewaldige schar. So you're telling me that a Talmud Chochem that's not Noikim and Noita is not a Talmud Chochem? Zok the Gemara, no. Lo Oilom Avada Talmud Chochem itself is not Noikim and Noita. You can't be Noikim and Noita. There's no difference in Sa'amom and Sa'aguf. The difference is the Talmud Chochem is the Noket Lebe Libe. The Noket Lebe Libe means that he keeps it in himself and he doesn't prevent others from protesting the Kovod HaTorah that he was embarrassed. So that's the pshat. Not that he himself can't be Noikim and Noita, but someone else that does protest, he does not prevent him, and he's Noked Lebe Libe. That's one way. Rashi learns like that. Zog Rashi, Noked Lebe Libe, the third line, Vimbo Achel Linkom Nikom Osoy, Bikiyum HaMishpot, Yishtoik. And that's the Noked Lebe Libe, Yishoysik. The Ritva learns that he's Noked Lebe Libe, he keeps it in him, and min hashamayim, they'll mete out his punishment. And that's the Talmud Chochem, as Kovod HaTorah, he's Noked Lebe Libe, to know that there's going to be a schar and oynish for the maaser that took place. Now, Rashi, before that, by the case of the kardum, we looked at Rashi, Eina kamoyscha, I'm not like you, shaloi hishaltani, but rather I'm going to lend you, and here that we said, the Rishonim say you have to say it, dafka, by Nikim, you don't have to say it, you just don't have to do it. But here you have to say it. Zui netira. Zog Rashi, Shadovar shomu beliboy, velo yisichoy midaitoy. Rashi over here is Mechadish, and Rashi Alatera also, is that the Issa is not what he says. Yes, he has to say it. That's what netira is. But the Issa is that, the Issa is not what he says, meaning that he's being mitzara yen a person. Yen a person did not lend me, and I'm being mitzayah him and letting him know, I am not like you. Meaning, being mitzayah him b'dibur. You're not about me, this. I'm not like you. Not that's not the issa. The issa is not that he be mitzarim mit the amira by the mice and the tira. Zog Rashi shadova shomer beliboy v'leisiach midaitoi. Fakert, you think that you're a good person because what? Because you are lending. Zog Rashi, no. The netira is that you're being noiterit. Noiter means watching. Netira means protecting. You're being shomerit beliboy. That is the issa netira. Yes, it comes about by you spelling it out and saying, I'm not like you and I'm lending you. But the issa is shadova shomer beliboy v'leisiach midaitoi. Meaning, the netira gufa, the maisa shmira is the issa. Now, that is the Gemara says, the nokele believer, that's a maskona that a Talmud Chacham could. Now, the nokele believer, no, he does a maisa, he lends it to him, and he says it to him. The Talmud Chacham is a mitzvah for him to, the nokele believer. Rashi and the Talmud, we're talking about the issa netira. The issa netira is, you're lending it to him, and you're saying, Akim Sosayim, even you're saying the Dibur is a chelik of the Issa, the Mishraim say. And yes, it's based on that you're being noiter. But it's a mice of landing and an amira with it. But the Talmud Chacham is not going to be libe. Now, what's the Maskonis HaGemorah? Maskonis HaGemorah seemingly would imply that the Talmud Chacham is mutter to store it in him and not to prevent someone from being meeting out the punishment and protesting this. We're talking about Bizi of Kabbalah Torah. Himself, not. The Gemara says, there's no difference moment and I forget, Hanilom Venim Olvin. But the Nokel, I believe, either for the Eivishter or for someone else. Now that would seem to imply that would be the Maskona. Lemaisa, there's a big Machoz we're showing him in the Maskona. The Rambam, the Chofetz Chaim, brings this in his Psicha to Lavin, by the Bema Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim learns that the Maisa, there's no difference at the end of the day. There's no difference Talmud Chochem and not a Talmud Chochem. Sai, Mirimin Momen, Sai Bet Saraguf, Yinal Bi Noikum Noita. I, the Gemara says, Nokel Belibe, that just means Bishas Maisa. Bishas Maisa, while the Bizarre Terror is taking place at Talmud Chochem Mevuza. So then Bishas Maisa, there's a din that the Nokel Belibe, he has to not protest when someone else protects him, or at that time, the Abishal is gonna meet up. That's the Nikima, that's the extent. But other Rishonim learn that Bedovash Moment it's Taka also, and by Tzaram Boishes Beguf it's Taka Muto, and there's no difference in the Arayim learns and the Smag learns, there's no difference Tam Trochim in other person. We're just differentiating the Maskona between Dovash Moment and Tzaram Guf. Akoponim, the Chofetz Chaim comes out La Locha, which is a big difference, that it's a Sofik in Issa Deraisa, and if not Bishas Maisa, it's also for Tam Trochim too. It's only Bishas Maisa. Oh, so the Chofetz Chaim learns it's a real chazor in the Maskona. Zog the Gemara, the Rambam. Zog the Gemara. V'ho'om ha'rove. Kol ha'mavir al midoysov. That means people are mitzarim. I'm being ma'avir al midoysov. Let it go. Being ma'avir al midoysov. Ma'avir in loy. Rashi's loshen Roshona is, daf yudzayin. Le'elu she mitzarim oysoy. People are mitzarim, he's ma'avir al midoysov. Ma'avir in loy kol pshov. Chaim Shmulevitz, you say, this is the Mafteach. Kol ha'mavir ha'midoysov, ma'avir lo'y kol pshov. The Mafteach for Yom Ha'Elohim. It's ma'avir ha'midoysov. Zog di Gemara, de mefais alei, u mefais. That means, when do you have to be ma'avir ha'midoysov? When a person comes to mefais to you. He comes to apologize. He's mefais. So then you have to be ma'avir. Not just you have to be ma'avir right away. You can't hold a grudge a second later. You have to be mavir. But Enoch Nami, if he's not mefayis, then taker the Talmud Chacham, the maskona of the Nokel Belibe, you have to be neuter. Whatever that gather is, we said, either for the Eibishter or for someone else not to protest, then taker you have to be neuter Belibe. Now, what about Lysis Zachicha Bilvavecha? The Talmud Chacham and the maskona, it's Bishas Maisa, not Bishas Maisa, but the point is, there's Nokel Belibe, the Gemara says. We know there's a lav in the Torah, Lysis Zachicha Bilvavecha. What's my Nokel Belibe? Zog the Ben Chananel in the parentheses, which is L'chayr de Magia. Before it gets wide by me, that's where it's printed. Kashli loisis zachicha. The Ramban al Torah in Kedoshim says that we're talking about specifically that this Talmud Chacham is zohir. There's a shlav. I am noked belibe on the noikum and noitik and nochesh. but not to the extent that I hate him. You have to be able to measure and weigh it. The nekima v'netira is biz lo yisisach yichab v'vecha. It's a hard thing to differentiate, but that's what he says. So the lashon of the Ramban is yazir shlo yinkoim v'yitochen shlo yisne oisoi aval yiska chet beliboy. That means shlo yisne. It's shaykh the metzias of shlo yisne aval yiska chet beliboy. I have the nokin lebelibe, but I'm not being soin to him. Zog the Gemara, umayin moitzin achas eshtayim. We said that the girl is that you take out a finger or two fingers, and then mitznefes is off, and the kayanim are in a circle, and you go around until you reach the number, and that's the person that's going to do the ma'aseh trumas adeshen. Zog the Gemara, hash eshtayim moitzin, meaning, if you're allowed to take out two fingers, and the Gemara is going to say it means, even though you count one, you don't count two, otherwise everyone will put out two, you have double chance. Besides, you count one, even if you put out two, so achas mi boya, you need to tell me, and we're not worried that you're going to be toya when you put out two fingers. We'll see soon, not the thumb, but let's say the middle finger and the pointer, those you're allowed to point out, and he's still going to count one. So if you're allowed to be moitzi shtayim, achas mi boya, you need to tell me that you put out one. It's loizu afsu. Toys is asked kasha. We find many times loizu afsu. That's what the mamasal bifnei atzmai. But the point of the Gemara's kasha is hashesh time mitzin achz mi boya. Enter the Gemara. Omer Rav Chizda loy kasha. It depends. Taka kam bebori kam becholah. Meaning a cholah. Now we're not talking about a cholah a balmum because then he's possible for the avoda. Maybe some avodas he could do like we said being matliya the eitzim. But the point is, but here we're talking about tumas adeshin. It's an avoda. Kam bebori kam becholah. Zokter b'shash not a balmum dik becholah, but a bori taka is moitzi achas. A cholah means he has arthritis, whatever. He can't separate the fingers. It's hard for him to separate the fingers. One goes up, the other one goes up with it.
That's
a balmum. Obviously, Zokter b'shash. This is what he's bavarning. What you're saying, not to the extent that he's about not a balmum. He's able to do it. Maybe it takes him time. Maybe it goes slower. Maybe it's hard for him to separate it when they need to make the count. Kamitzi, he takes it slower. I don't know. But the point is, he's not a balmum, obviously. Kam bebori, kam becholah. That means, bori tak is moitzi achas. He is moitzi shtayim. Zog di gemorah, vohatanya. This is benichusa. Achas moitziin, shtayim ein moitziin. That means you pull out one, you don't put out two. What does that mean? Bamedvom amurim bebori. Baye bori taka. Put out one or two. Aval becholah, afilu shtayim moitzin. But you count one. Vayechidin, yechidin is another way of calling cholim. Rashi learns yechidim. They're shoych v'na yoshin levadom. What is an ill person? He stays himself. Now, over here, he's not that ill that he's shoych levadom. He's pashas in the circle. But that's his status. He would have been. Vayechidin, moitzin shtayim. Vein moin lemel achas. But avadi, you only count one. He has a physical problem. It's hard for him to separate the fingers. Now, Zog die Gemara, vein moin lele achas, wo a tanya will unten a breise. Ein moitzien loi schlish, scholish, veloi goidel. You don't put out the middle finger, the third one, that means the thumb is one, the pointer is two, and the middle one is three. Ein moitzien loi scholish, veloi goidel. Bipnei ha-ramoyen. The ramoyen, this goidel is separated from this finger. So it looks like counted as a different coin, and then it'll end have two chances. So the ramoyen, you don't allow a goidel, the thumb, because the ramoyen, vim hoitzi, Sholish, and if he took out the middle finger, moinin loy. And the hamin of the Gemara right now is that moinin loy means that you count it as two. But that's only when you took out the middle one, the sholish. However, goidel, if you take out the goidel, the thumb, then ain moinin loy. Then you don't count it at all. Zog Rashi, im hoitzi sholish moinin loy, why? Because he's not a ramai, she ain't a ramai. It's obvious it's not two different people. It's the middle finger that he can't separate. He can't separate them. And you can't be too far from one another. The thumb, you can make it look like it's coming from a different person. It's more removed. And that's what Rashi says. He's not counted at all. He's disqualified. But the kasha is, when you moitzi the sholish, the Morris says, Moin Lloyd, Mashma, you count him as two. Bechoy, we just said that, Moin Lala Achas. And the Gemara continues, Veloy Oid, when someone takes out the thumb, Ela Shaloykamin Amamuna Befkia, he gets whipped with the Pkia, with a whip. So now the Gemara says that it doesn't mean moin loy, doesn't mean like we thought Nahamin it means two. That's schwer because we just said a moin loy achas. My moin loy nami achas, loy loy mitaka means one. You only count them as one. Saivi took out one finger, Saivi took out two fingers. And why did he take out two? Because he can't separate it. Unless he took out the girdle, Zagdashi. You take out the girdle, then you're totally disqualified. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. The Rambam learns in Pirush Mishnayis that by a negoidel, it's not pshat, he's out. By a negoidel, yamoina achas. And that's what the Gemara comes out and the Gemara says, my moinin loy nami achas. It means that you count a negoidel, he's not disqualified and he's counted as one. But ein chanami, Dr. Rambam, if you might see two etzbois, meaning if you might see the middle finger with the pointer, where it's not going to be a rama, it's not a ramois de kamaisa. So then you taka moine shnayim. He's part of the equation, but he's moine is counted two, but not as two people. He's counted. We know it's the same person with two numbers. So then taka, it's not midin ramois that he did it. So that's why you taka moine shnayim. But Rashi learns clearly not that. Rashi learns that you're always moina achas. Either you're moina achas when he puts out one, or when he puts out two, and when he puts out the goyle, he's disqualified. Because that's a mice of a mois. He tried to fool them to make it look like it's the thumb of a different person, and he's only starting now if he sees that the numbers work out for him. If they're going to finish by him, or he's going to end up getting the avoider through this mice of a mois, let them think that a goyle was someone else, and now is me. Versus, all three is you. No. Now, according to Rashi, it was very geschmack. The Taisyander learned on Daf Chabez, that the reason why you start again the count, because you can't have after a kevesh of a shovin, you can't have a pious with two people. Because two people, you always count one, 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 one. So you know automatically who's the odd and who's the even. So tak, it's moinin achas. You only count them as one. Zog the Gemara, my p'kia, what's p'kia? Omerav madro. Madro means, what's madro? Zog the Gemara, my madro. Omerav popa, metalka de taye de posigresha. It's a metarka, it's a whip that the Arab they use them on horses to whip them. The posigresha, psikresha, a new psikresha in Shas. The posigresha, psikresha, you can read the psikresha. The psikresha means the head is slit into little pieces with balls on the top, like they use a whip. So that's the psikresha, and that's hurts. Zog demora, oma abaya. Miresh havamina, horet nam ben bivoy memun ala pkia. It says ben bivoy was memun on the pkia. Amina Psilta. He was in charge of the psilois. That means the keretnan mivloi mechnesi kahanim.
The shrouds,
pants of the kahanim umahaymnein mehenoi mafkien.
They used to make the psilois, the wicks.
Uvenoi madlikin for simchus beisheiva. Came in the shemana lo netanya. And once I saw this brayse of loy oid elash loikem and amemuna bepkia. He's hit with the bekia. Meaning this is referring to Stam when he dozes off on his job by being by meshmeres. Amina my pkia nagdo. So pkia means nagdo means the whip taka. It doesn't mean necessarily the psilois or the simchus beisheva the hadlokah. So let's see the last gemara. Zok gemara ma'ase shoyshneim shovin. There was a ma'ase where both equally they ran up to the what's called to the ramp. V'rotzin v'oylem bekevesh. Tonu rabbonon. Ma'ase b'shnei kahanim shoyshneim shovin v'rotzin v'oylem bekevesh. Kodem echam enu tech abba amesh chaveiroi. Not a sakin v'tokalo beliboy. He took a sakin and he stabbed him in the heart. The Mishnah says the ma'ase where he pushed him and he broke his foot. Hitting Moshe says he killed him. It says in the posuk, if you have a chol, if you have a corpse, you don't know who killed. And you have to find out who's chayv the egla rufa. Onu, amilov egla rufa. Who's chayv egla rufa over here? Ala ear, is Yushlaim responsible? Or ala azores? Are the kahanim in the azores responsible? Go kolom bepriya. He wanted to arouse them for priya. So go kolom bepriya. Bo aviv shaltinoik, the father of this kohen that was stabbed. Came and umotzak shu mefarfe. He was still being mefarfe. He was alive still. He was mefarches. Oma, he said, "Areu kaparaschem. This should be kapora for you." Va'adayim b'ni mefarfe. V'loy nit mesakin. Sakin is only tome when he's dead. He's not tome. He's not dead yet. So quickly pull out the sakin. V'loy nit mesakin. L'lamdecha shekosh aleim taris kelim yoyis mishvichas domim. Taris kelim was more important than even the shvichas domim. That's what bothered him. Let's try to save a utensil, kli shoyes, from becoming tome. The Gemara is soon going to say, is it because Shvichas Domim was Kal Beinayim? Because of what took place? But Menashe already from then on? Or Pshat is because Tumah and Tai was so Chomer? We see there was an abundance, even though there's Bais Rishon. But Pshat is there was such an abundance that it became Kal, the Shvichas Domim. Adesh Shemolis Yushlaim Pelepeh. Zok the Gemara, Hey Maise Kodim, which Maise took place first? The Mishnah or this Maise? If after the Mishnah it says they were Misak and the Pais, of garolois, so then why would there be a mice of a hariga if they stopped it already of the running up the ramp? Hey, mice kodim, ilam deshvichas domim, hashas shvichas domim letikinu. If you were misakin a pious with numbers, letikinu paisa, and nishbagagle tikinu, suddenly you break a leg, then suddenly you're going to misakin a nudes in. Elod nishbagagle kodim must be the mission's case was first. In fact, mo, vechemin tikinu paisa, and the mission says clearly to misakin a pious. So, Abba Amas Maya Viditai, why is it even running up the ramp? Why was this mice with the sakin? It's a freak chance. This daka and it's something going to happen again. This is a crazy story. So but then they saw sakon is taking place again. Yes, it wasn't a murder, but it was a broken leg. So in Mela we said now we have to make the change the rules. Achenu beis Yisrael, shimu arei oime ki motz chol ba'adoma, anon al mila hovi ala iro ala azores. Oh, now the Gemara continues. We'll continue tomorrow. The Gemara is a kasha. Vigushlayim bas asuye egla rufihi. That's it. The Gemara continues. All right, we'll stop over here.